That's quite, and if you're thinking of titles, you know, to put on your tombstone when you die one day, man after God's heart is a pretty good one. It's quite up there. You know, you agree with me, maybe, yeah? You know, that's pretty good. And this is the guy, David is the guy, okay? He got somebody killed in battle just so he could sleep with his wife, okay? And yet God said, after he had messed up so publicly and so dramatically, and God said, this was the guy after my own heart. You know? This was the guy who, you know, killed thousands of people in battle. He had 300 wives, although some would say that's a downside, but anyway. He had more money than people could think of. He was intimate with God, and the one thing that summed him up, and the one reason why God said that this is a man after my own heart is in this one scripture, Psalm 27, verse 4. David says this. He says, this one thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and in to inquire of his temple. This is the guy that had everything. There's nothing that he didn't want. There's nothing that he wasn't capable of. There's nothing that he hadn't done. He was, when Jesus was a grown-up, he said, I am the son of David. I mean, to bestow that honor on such a person. And David's sort of life is sort of summed up in the scripture. He says, this one thing that I want is just to dwell, to live in the house of God. That's all I want. Just to be close to him. Just to be near him. Just to maybe have a glimpse on him. That's all that I want. Right? And there's this idea of intimacy. So, you know, we're starting to delve into the values of this church, and we've spent a large half of last year talking about what do we as a church value. When we think about, okay, I value my wife, I value my friends, I value principles like loyalty, okay, we're starting to think about the different values of our church. And the number one thing that we decided we have to start with is that we need to prioritize our relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. We need to seek those relationships. We need to make a point of getting intimate with God. And that's where we're starting tonight. So over the next 2 months, 3 months or so, we're going to be talking more about the values of this church. There's things like hospitality. There's things like reaching the lost. But before we go anywhere into that, before we get to that mission statement of raising up 1,000 co-workers, is a very important place that we've got to start. That is the relationship with God. Amen? You get that. So we're going to break up into groups of 4 or 5, and there's 2 questions that I want to ask. Okay? And maybe you're thinking, okay, I know what intimacy is, but I want you to talk about what is intimacy and why is it such a big deal? Why do we need intimacy? Seems like such an obvious thing that we want. But I mean, we live in a generation where it's normal for people to have 4, 5 relationships, open relationships. It's not like there's any secrets. Okay, there's no strings attached. It's either all physical or it's just messing around. We're living in a generation where everything is so accessible, where wherever I want something, I can get it. Intimacy is no longer a selling point for anybody. So we think intimacy is a good thing, but really our actions are saying that we don't actually want it, or we want the easy way out. So in light of that, I want you to talk about what is intimacy and why do we need it. Okay, so break up into groups, 4, 5, 6, 7 if you really want. Pick a spokesperson who looks good, sounds great. Like Ludovic. Questions are up on the board there if you need them. You've got 3 minutes. Okay. So who wants to give me some feedback? Is it tough to answer? Is it a bit like arbitrary, intimacy? Why? Yeah, we got a volunteer at the back there.
Hi, everybody. Actually, I raised my hand to appoint him, so that's the whole idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Pule. Okay, we discuss what is intimacy. The thoughts that came out was connectivity. Pule referred to a vertical instead of a horizontal. He went very deep there, so we stopped. And what I also said was it's about relationship. When God created us, he wanted to have relationship. Adam and Eve, they messed it up a bit. But it's about getting back there and having that relationship with God. And that's why we always have this need to engage and not to be an island. And sometimes we get hurt because of opening up. But it's also about being vulnerable and just opening up and sharing your deepest thoughts and fears and laughters. Yeah, thanks.
Lekker, okay. I really like how he bravely gave the microphone to Clyde. So noble. Anybody else? Let's get some of the wisdom going over here. Tani, on your net, I think you've got something to add.
Some of the thoughts that we shared was that it's almost like having a sixth sense, becoming one is being intimate, becoming one with your partner, somebody that you have the relationship with. And the reason for that, we also discussed the things that came out was to have security with that person and to know that there's trust and you can actually just be at ease when you've got that intimacy.
Okay, let's get one person. I want somebody over here. You want to answer? Yes, great. Give her a round of applause, eh?
Okay, I gaan net Afrikaans praat. Ek voel 'n bietjie meer gemaklik. Ek het dadelik die gevoel gekry dis iets waar mens amper jy is baie bare. Jy is ja, daar's nie regtig iets wat jou toehou nie. So jy is baie oop met die persoon en daar's 'n closeness. En met die Here ook so dat daar's niks wat jy van hom wegsteek nie of hy weet in elk geval alles, maar daar's niks wat tussen julle is nie. Julle is so naby mekaar soos julle kan wees. En ek het op 'n manier het ek gevoel dat soos op as mens so intimate met die Here is, dan weet hy alles van jou en jy weet alles van hom. So daar's niks wat julle van mekaar enigsins weerhou nie. Ja.
Hey, just to interpret, she's saying that it's like you're bare. There's not a bare. It's like you're bare. Like there's not a lot between you and God. Okay, there's or that was the example at least that she used. There's not much that protects you. That's a very deliberate word. We'll get to that just now. There's not much that protects you between you and another person. Okay, so I want to look at this one scripture because intimacy is all about knowing someone. Okay, so I'm not talking about like Yodia says, yeah, I know you. You know, I'm talking about I know you. I know Armu. I know Monica. Okay. I'm acquainted with some of you, but you know I know my wife very well. This is the know that I'm talking about. Okay, so can somebody open for me to Matthew 7, verse 22? Matthew 7, verse 22 to 23, please. If you got it, stick up your hand because you're reading it for me. Not everybody at once. Anybody got it for me? Okay, got it. Matthew 7, 22 to 23.
On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, your workers of lawlessness.
Okay. So this is what Jesus was saying is going to happen at the end. So people are going to say, I prophesied in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I went to church every Sunday in your name. I spoke to my friends about Jesus in your name. Okay? I tolerated my husband calling me Hemsboki in your name. And Jesus says to them, depart from me. I do not know you. Okay? And then he ends it off with this, you who practice lawlessness. In other words, he takes all these things that we think are good, and just because we do not know him, he calls them lawlessness. So it's great to go heal people. It's great to go prophesy. It's great to go to church. It's great to talk about Jesus. But if you don't know God, that's it. Intimacy is important because that's the thing that's going to get you into heaven, if you know God or not. Knowing God is that thing that's going to get you into heaven. Works is not going to do that for you. Okay? Can I get an amen? Okay, that should scare you. If that's true, that's called the fear of God. First step of wisdom. Congratulations. You're on your way. Okay. But there's this idea that the things that I do, and sometimes that is what we feel when it comes to people. If I do something for them, I love them and I know them. And how many of you have been in relationships? I saw this quote, I wanted to roll my eyes, but I didn't. It says, you know, I swim across oceans for people who do not cross bridges for me. Have any of you, like, identified something like that? You know? Like, you're in a relationship, and you give, and you give, and you give, and you seem to get nothing out. You know, there's this thing where if I do enough things, then there must be love. And then you always feel like the person that's passed over for somebody else. And you get hurt, and you learn to give a little less, you learn to love a little less. And then somebody comes and talks to you about Jesus loving you and wanting to be intimate with you, and you have no idea how to relate to that. You don't know what that means, because your idea of relating is giving until you've got nothing to give. And then Jesus comes and says, it's not about what you give me. There's nothing that you can give me. I just want to know you. I just want to know you. That's all I want from you. And David says he knew God so well that his one heart's desire was just to be in God's house. If I can just be in the house of God, if I can just be with him, I'm okay. I don't need to go prophesy to go fulfilled. I don't need to be join the worship band to feel fulfilled. I don't need to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend to feel fulfilled. I don't need to run after people to feel fulfilled. All I need to do is be in the house of God, to live in his house, to know him intimately. You guys get what I'm going at? Okay? Because there are people here tonight, you're running after the wrong things. You're running after the wrong people. Okay? And the media teaches us that the more that we give, the more we are worth something. And the Bible teaches us that we are worth something because Jesus has placed worth on us. That is it. It's finished. It's klaar. So the question here tonight is, do you know God? That's it. Do you know God? Can you walk out of this room knowing that if you got into a car accident and you stood in front of him, and God's going to say, they're the pearly gates. I know. Jesus is like, I know that guy. I knows you. Do you know him? Do you spend time with him? Do you get to that place where you prioritize your relationship. Psalm 46, verse 10. This is what I'm going to end off with. And then we're going to do communion. But David wrote this psalm. He says of God, he says, "Be still and know that I am God."